August 25, 1927. Relations between the branches and the vine. The soul, depository of the divine will. While I was praying, I found myself outside of myself, and with my sweet Jesus in my arms. Clasping him tightly to my heart, I said to him, "Tell me, my love, what are the relations between you and me?" And Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, do you want to know? The relations that pass between you and me are like the relations that pass between the branches and the vine. The vine forms the branches, and they receive the vital humor from the vine in order to vegetate, to clothe themselves with leaves and with grapes. So, there is such union between the vine and the branches, that the branches can neither be formed nor have life without the vine, and the vine would make no impression nor display of itself, nor would it give any fruit without the branches. Therefore, there are such relations between the two of them, such bonds of union, that they form the same life and are inseparable from each other. And if they separate, the vine remains sterile, without display and without fruit, and the branches lose their life and wither. Now, the vine is your Jesus and you are the branch. The relations between you and me are inseparable. One is the blood that circulates in our veins, one the will, one the heartbeat. I form your life, and you form my glory and my fruit, and I delight in resting in the shade of the thick leaves of your branch, and picking the grapes of my vine, and in enjoying them as I please. And I, but, tell me more, my life, and your will, how is it in me?" And Jesus added with unspeakable sweetness, "My daughter, my will is in you as the depository of all its acts. In fact, when it does one act, my will does not deposit it outside of itself. The space, the decency, the sanctity would be lacking, as well as everything that is needed in order to preserve its acts. This is why it cannot place them anywhere else but within itself. Who can ever have the space to receive all the heavens with their stars? The sun with the expanse of its light? The sea with the vastness of its waters? The earth with the multiplicity of its plants? No one. Therefore, in order to be able to deposit its own acts, my divine will itself is needed. Now, since my will is in you, it makes the deposit of all its acts within you, because within its fiat it finds magnitude and sanctity worthy of itself. If you knew what the contentment of my eternal fiat is, in finding in the creature the space in which it can deposit its acts, which is their primary cause, because it is for the creature that they were done. Therefore, all the acts of my divine will are in you, and from you they come out, bringing with them the glory which is due to them. Oh! How requited it feels in finding, in all of its acts, the creature giving glory to its light, to its sanctity, to its immensity. And in finding her kiss, glory, love, it feels so drawn as to form yet more beautiful acts, worthy of my eternal fiat, only for love of the one in whom it can make the deposit of them, so as to receive her new kisses, her love, her glory. This is why wherever my will is, there is everything, there is heavens, sun, sea and everything. Nothing can it lack of all its works. It contains everything, it preserves everything, it has room for everything, so as to enclose everything within itself.